Welcome to another eye-opening episode of Revealing the Truth About Islam, the radio show that shines the light of truth into the darkness of Islam. Exposing the lies of Muhammad, exposing the errors in the Quran. It's Revealing the Truth About Islam. And now, here's your host, author, conference speaker, and Islamic expert, Usama Dakdak.
A few of the questions asked about the fact that there are Muslims from America and from Europe who are joining ISIS.
Yeah.
Who are adopting this terrorist mentality. How do you evaluate that danger?
Yeah.
What to do?
And hello and greetings to you in the name of our Lord and our Savior, Jesus Christ. It is our joy to have you with us as we conclude our study of the future of Islam. And this was the last question, which was given by one of the audience who attended the presentation of Professor John Esposito at the University of Kentucky. What a great question. We already spent two programs, and so far, Professor Esposito did not give us an answer. But he's trying to do everything he can to go in circles, not to give a direct answer from Allah's words, the Quran, and the saying of Muhammad, which show us the reasons why Muslims join groups like ISIS. Instead, he actually complained about how the Muslims were treated in Europe, especially those who went for a work visa and ended up staying in Europe. In our last program, Professor Esposito talked about a Muslim lady by the name Baroness Marcy, who had a high position in England. She is actually one of the members of the House of Lords. And the complaint was, she is upset because the people in England speak about Islamophobe as an acceptable dinner talk. And that is her complaint. Obviously, my answer was to you in our last broadcast, the term Islamophobe does not exist in reality, especially if you are quoting the words of Allah in the Quran and the saying of Muhammad in the Hadith, as it is in the case of Christianity. Not only we encourage people to memorize the words of God, but to meditate on it all the time. And if this Muslim woman have any intelligence, why can't she face the reality of what Islam is all about? When I quote the verse of Allah in the Quran and Allah said, O you who have belief, logic, common sense, Allah here is speaking to Muslim believers. Do not take the Jews and Christians for friends. It's true, the Muslims are not supposed to have any friendship with any Jews or Christians. That is Quran 551. When I studied the saying of Muhammad in the Hadith, when he said, when you meet the Jews and the Christians on the road, do not initiate peace to them, but force them to its narrowest alley. This is the logic. This is how Muslims ought to live with Jews and Christians. When I read the word of Allah in Quran 9:29, to engage in war with the Jews and the Christians, those who do not believe in Allah or Muhammad, those who do not forbid what Allah and Muhammad forbid, that is logic. This is reality. That's what Islam is all about. When I read Quran chapter 5, verses 72 and 73, where Allah said that all Christians are infidels simply because they believe that Jesus is God or simply because they believe in the Trinity. This is logic. This is truth. That is Islam. Muslim belief. Every Christian is an infidel. Now, when I go to Quran chapter 47, verse 4, and Allah said, when you meet those who became infidels, so strike the necks until you have made a great slaughter among them. That is the beheading of the Christians. And you see ISIS members practicing such barbaric acts. That is logic. That is the truth about what Muslims ought to do. This is the reality of Islam, my friends. And Professor Esposito is calling that Islamophobia. When we teach the truth about Islam, that is not Islamophobia, my friends. It is the reality. It is the logic. And we ought to talk about it day and night. This is the reality which we must know before it is too late. If you will listen to the advice of that Muslim lady, Baroness Marcy, You see the reality, my friends, that it doesn't matter how high the position Muslims can get in society because they are ignorant of their Islam, they will agree, or because they're deceiving the ignorant people of the West. They claim that the teaching of Islam is Islamophobia. Therefore, we will pay for our ignorance of Islam by making other Muslims believe that is the reason why we have members of our societies joining ISIS. So the problem is this, my friends. It is not in Islam. It is not in Allah. It is not in Muhammad. It's not in the Quran. It is not in the Hadith. The problem is in Usama Dagdog, the Islamophobe, who is telling you the truth about Islam and Muslims. And that's why Muslims are going to join ISIS from America and from Europe to practice the teaching of Islam. This is so stupid. This is so ridiculous. I don't know how to say it in any other words. The problem is this. Is not in the Muslim people. The problem is the professor, John Esposito, who is telling us the future of Islam is this. They will take over the world, and he will help them to do so by not exposing the real truth about what Islam and Muslims are all about, but by hindering people like me for telling you the truth about Islam and give the reason why Muslims in the West are joining ISIS. And if we talk about it, you'll make Muslims practice it. Wow, what a great answer. Well, let's continue a little bit more with the hogwash of Professor Esposito.
It's like some of us who are older remember in some of our families, there could be racial slurs or anti-Semitic stuff that would just be said and nobody at the table would look, you know? It caused a stir, okay? All right. She herself, who's a member of the Conservative Party, remember, okay? Resigned recently her cabinet position because she disagreed with her government not being more proactive on what was going on in Gaza.
Here we go again, America, mixing apples and oranges. Once again, what does the racial and anti-Semitic slurs have anything to do with the question? You're comparing Muslims in America who know the truth about Islam and joined ISIS to kill the Christians and the Jews to the slurred statement Americans used to say here in America, which was taken lightly? First of all, when you say any slurs against Jews or against anybody, that is not Christianity. That is the opposite of what Christ taught us to do. We are taught to love people, not just any people, but even our enemies. We are taught to not speak any unfruitful words. Our life should be like salt and light to benefit and help others. So if some Americans made any slurs, this is sin. But when people practice the teaching of Islam, including beheading others, that is Islam. That's not a sin. Not engaging in war according to the teaching of the Quran is sin. So I do not know how in the world any person with any logic can listen to Professor Esposito when he compared Muslims joining ISIS to practice the teaching of Islam to some Americans who say some racial slurs on a dinner table to be in the same level. Practicing Islam is Islam, not practicing Christianity is not Christianity, sir. And why that wonderful Muslim lady in United Kingdom with the highest position any woman can get left the Conservative Party? Because she was not conservative. Let me explain it to you. That woman pretended to be conservative. That woman pretended to be British. That woman pretended to be British. And when she got to this high position, the real person showed up, which is she could not be in agreement with her party concerning what was going on in Gaza. And what was going on in Gaza? The Jewish people were not allowing the Muslim Palestinians in Gaza to walk into Jerusalem so they can kill some Jewish people or to have access to launch pads so they can send rockets to kill the Jewish people. Wow, that was not nice for the Jewish people. to defend themselves from the barbaric savage Muslims of Gaza? I do not know how much Professor Esposito hates the Jewish people, but I know how much he loves the Palestinians of Gaza. And he will call them victims of the Jews because they do not have the right to take over Israel and make it another Muslim society, as Professor Esposito has no problem for the Muslims of the world to come to America and to take over America. This is the sickness of the heart of people like Professor Esposito. The real reason we have problems in Gaza with the Palestinians because they did not take over Israel yet. And I don't think Professor Esposito cares about the Jewish people. And in reality, every Muslim in England, not just his wonderful sister, no, every Muslim in England hates England if England will not take the side of the Muslim Palestinians for allowing them to wipe Israel from the face of the earth, which is their ultimate goal.
Skeptics are constantly grouping God's Holy Bible together with Muhammad's unholy Quran. These mockers claim that both books are filled with tales of unjustified violence and that they speak of jihad, or holy war, against the infidels. But is this true?
To answer this challenge, Usama Dakdok has released a two-volume book series investigating the concept of jihad in both the Bible and the Quran.
Volume 1, entitled Exposing the Truth About Jihad, Holy War in the Bible, takes an honest and unvarnished view of death and killing as recorded throughout the pages of the Holy Scriptures. From Genesis to Revelation, from the Flood to the Second Coming, Usama Dakdok examines the logical and moral justification for God's judgment against sin. From the conquest of Canaan to the cross of Calvary, Exposing the Truth About Jihad, Holy War in the Bible provides the reader with a thorough and detailed investigation into this difficult yet crucial topic. In Volume 2, Exposing the Truth About Jihad, Unholy War in the Quran, the author will likewise provide a fair and honest examination of the arbitrary and unjustified killing as commanded by Allah in the pages of the Quran. Visit us online at www.thestraightway.org to order your copy of this new book today. The Straightwave Grace Ministry travels all across the United States to speak to churches and organizations with captivating and media-rich presentations on a wide variety of topics. And now, back to our show.
Well, let's continue a little bit more with the answer of Professor Esposito, as he stated.
Now, she's an elite in the society. Now you get kids who aren't making it, and they're looking at the newspapers, they're looking at the media, they're seeing the way in which they are portrayed as a people, and they don't have to be particularly religious.
Once again, Professor Esposito is lying, because the only reason why Muslim young men and women in America and in Europe joined ISIS is because they are mad and angry in their societies, is because of religious reasons. Professor Esposito, he said, they are seeing the way they are treated as a people and they don't have to be particularly religious. No, sir. Because if they are not religious, then they will care less about what you say about Islam and they will be in agreement with you about, yes, that is what Muslims did in the past and that is what Muslims are doing now because that is what Allah said and that is what Muhammad said. I met so many Muslim people who were in agreement with me 100% because they care less about Allah or Muhammad because they're Muslims in name only. The only reason a person is willing to leave his wife or his children to join ISIS, it is because of religious conviction, sir. They are 100% Muslim believers who are willing to die for Allah. They are willing to practice the teaching of the Quran and the commands of Muhammad even to death because they believe this is what Islam is all about. The savage cult of the religion of Islam is the only reason why someone will leave America or Europe to join ISIS, sir, to kill or to be killed for Allah. I wish the American people can just read the Quran so they can understand the reality of why the savage cult of Islam shows itself in the actions of ISIS and others. Once again, let's continue with a little bit more of Professor Esposito, who said,
you see, if you're a cultural Jew or a cultural Catholic, meaning you might not be, let's say, observant, but you come out of the culture and you still identify a lot. If somebody's ridiculing who you are and saying you're second class and brushstroking everything, you can become alienated. And a lot of folks get caught up in that. What's very interesting is that a lot of them do not, as from the United States too, they go and fight in foreign countries. You know, so you had young Somalis who went to Somalia. They didn't turn on their own community. So it's dealing with, you know, dealing with a sense of oneself, a sense of alienation, and then a sense of what's happening.
Excuse me, what? If you are a cultural Jew or a Catholic, and you hear someone ridiculing you, you became alienated? We don't ridicule Muslims. We tell them about the reality of who they are. They know the reality about who they are. First of all, it's not because we ridicule Muslims. They left America and they left Europe and joined ISIS. They went to join ISIS because they believe in what ISIS is doing to be the real Islam. And the reality is the opposite of what you're telling us, Professor Esposito. If I ridicule somebody and he is upset about me, he will kill me. No, he will go far away and join someone else to kill the Christians of Syria. It does not make any sense. But in the same time, Professor Esposito, you're dead wrong. When the Muslim of Somalia, those who live in Minnesota, got to practice Islam, they practice in both countries. In Somalia, joining Al-Shabaab to kill the Christians of Somalia. And also, they went to the big mall in Minnesota and they killed the Christian infidels of Minnesota. And I know Professor Esposito will ignore the fact that after September 11, we got hundreds of cases in America where many more Americans have been killed by the hand of the Muslims. Also, Professor Esposito will not admit that all these attacks all over America and Europe are literally like nothing compared to what is coming to us, especially when the Muslims will have the upper hand in the West. And what you see happening in Iraq and Syria by the members of ISIS will be happening in our communities and all over Europe. And war is coming to a city near you. Now let us listen to a little bit more of the hogwash of Professor Esposito.
And I'll end with this. This is Gallup data. Why do they hate us? Vast majority of Muslims, when asked, about America, said what they didn't like. And I told you that already, okay? Double standard with democracy, invasion, you know. What did they admire about us? They admire our country, our democracy, our freedoms, our rule of law, our technology, and our work ethic. All the things that non-Muslim Americans said in surveys that they admired about themselves, okay? But one of the things they really didn't like was the belief that Islam and Arabs and Muslims are denigrated, that they're looked down upon, that there isn't a level playing field, and that their blood is cheap, that their lives are cheap.
Once again, America, Gallup poll data will never tell us the truth because Muslims are taught to lie. And repeating these lies, Professor Esposito, will not make it truth. Muslims do not like anything about democracy and freedom because that goes against Islam. And if they really like it here in America, why don't they have it there where they come from, in the 57 Muslim countries in the last 1400 years? And if they really love our freedoms and our democracy in America, why in the world do they want to replace it with Sharia, Islamic law? As for the value of the life of the Muslim in the Muslim world, it is known by the Muslims' action. Once again, there are more Muslims killed by the hand of other Muslims than we, the infidels, ever killed Muslims. The life of a cat or a dog we have in our homes here in America is much greater than the life of the Muslim in the Muslim world. Why is that? Read the Quran, study the saying of Muhammad in the Hadith, and you will find out the truth for yourselves. Well, let us conclude this study by listening to the last hogwash of Professor Esposito. That is when he stated the following.
And that's when you get into things like looking at Iraq or Afghanistan and realizing that we can account for every American who's been killed or wounded. And yet when the administration was asked during the Bush period about numbers of Iraqis who were being killed, we'd always say, oh, we don't have numbers. Oh, we can't keep track of them. And yet when Johns Hopkins or some other outfit would come out with a number, the government would say, oh, those numbers are totally inflated. How can you know if numbers are completely inflated? Because nobody wanted to talk about the incredible numbers of people who were being killed and maimed. And unless you're saying you are concerned about those numbers, you know, if you're not paying attention to it, then it means, well, this is easy stuff to do. And that's why the idea of using the military is going to be really tricky. You know, we're going to need to have a lot of allies who work with us. Thanks for staying so long.
Thank you very much.
Now we ask the question, did Professor Esposito answer the last question? The question was very simple. Why Muslims in America and in Europe join ISIS? And guess what? He never gave us an answer. The life of the American soldier is very valuable. That's why we don't leave them behind. As for the Muslims, from the fruit we know the tree. Muslims have always killed Muslims and they care less about burying them. What Professor Esposito forgot to mention is what we call the Muslim creed. And in that creed, we know why Muslims join ISIS, as they believe the following. Allah is our goal. The Messenger is our model. The Quran is our constitution. Jihad is our means. Martyrdom in the way of Allah is our aspiration. My friends, that is why Muslim believers join groups like ISIS. And this will conclude our study of the future of Islam. And to meet again in another study, may the true God of the Bible continue to bless you and yours.
Perhaps the greatest fear that Muslims have is the constant insecurity that the Quran declares about heaven and hell. According to Islam, no one can know for sure if they will spend eternity with the Lord in heaven or suffering apart from him in hell. Even Muhammad said that he did not know if even he would make it to paradise. Did you know that the Bible says that you can know 100% for sure that your soul will be with the Lord after death? God knows that it would be impossible to live a life of joy and peace if a person was always in doubt about their soul. God wants you to be sure. In fact, Jesus had to come to this earth and die on the cross so that you could know that you had eternal life. You see, our problem is sin, which is rebellion against the God who created us and loves us. God is perfect and holy, and he cannot allow sin into his heaven. We must have our sins forgiven and removed, and that's why Jesus suffered and died on the cross, to pay the penalty for your sins and for mine. Because of what Jesus did on the cross, God can forgive you. He can save you, no matter who you are or what you have done. God has done everything necessary to save your soul. But now, the decision is up to you. Will you turn away from your sin and rebellion and trust Jesus as your Lord and Savior? Good works, church attendance, and baptism cannot get your soul to heaven, but Jesus can. The Bible says, "Whoever calls upon the name of the Lord shall be saved." Why don't you call out to the Lord right now? Perhaps saying something like this. Dear God, I know that I'm a sinner and that I do deserve to be punished, but I believe that you sent Jesus to die for me, to pay the price for my sins. Right now, I turn away from my sin and I invite you to come and be my Lord and my Savior. Thank you for saving me. In Jesus' name, amen. Have you accepted the Lord Jesus Christ as your Savior? Or perhaps you have further questions about Islam or Christianity? Why not take a moment right now and visit us online at www.thestraightway.org. That's www.thestraightway.org. May God bless you richly until we meet again right here on Revealing the Truth About Islam. This program has come to you by satellite on the VCY America Network. Please support the station which carries this program. Thank you.